We're going to start this morning, though, with the news from AIB is that they're to go cashless in 70 branches across the country, five of them in Kerry. From September the 30th, five Kerry AIB branches, Castle Island, Carrigsaveen, Dingle, Kenmare and Killorglin, will all become cashless, as will the Abbey Field branch. This means they'll no longer offer cash and cheque services at the counter or through machines inside the branch. There'll be no notes, no coins, cheques, foreign exchange or bank drafts, and any drop-off safes and night safes will be removed, as will the ATMs outside these branches. The bank says kiosk banking and phone banking services will still be available. And I wouldn't blame you for thinking, well, what will be available in our banks when all these things are taken out of? The bank are citing a drop-off in customer demand for these services and are saying that Unpost will pick up the slack in terms of cash services in these towns that are having the services removal. With me, we're going to talk to a number of different people from all of the towns and areas affected in Kerry this morning. With me on the line first, I've got Alan Landers, who's with the Icard Community Development Group in Carrigsaveen, has a B&B in Carrigsaveen as well. Alan, good morning to you. Listen, what's your reaction to this? What is this going to mean for businesses particularly and people in Carrigsaveen?
Yeah, it's going to be quite tough, I think, for a lot of them. Now, fine, okay, I can appreciate or accept the fact that they've made a provision for Unpost to take over a lot of the services, which is great, and fair play to them for doing that. But there are still certain, and there's quite a few things that are still going to be problematic for businesses. First of all, we're a tourist town. We are heavily reliant probably on cash. Tourists will always go to ATMs to withdraw cash for whether it is a small business out in the shop or paying for accommodation or paying for a meal or whatever. A lot of them are using cards, but there's still a lot of people who still use cash. Now, if you have a business that is quite cash rich and they have are holding a lot of cash on hand within the property, there are probably implications there for their insurance as well afterwards. And do they become a target for criminality? These were just a couple of points we were throwing out last night. I was speaking with Norman Moriarty on it as well. So, there are some serious concerns there for businesses, you know.
From the perspective, I suppose, of fewer ATM machines as well, less of an ability to get cash for tourists visiting the area, for people to go about their daily business. I know a lot of people tapping their cards now, but cash is needed in a lot of situations.
It is, yeah. Not everybody is using a card, you know. So the the accessibility to a card machine is vital in the area. I can see why they want to get rid of the people going in and out of the branches for cash transactions and that. But surely, God, they can work. There has to be some workaround to leave the ATM in the town. I think that's vital for any tourist town, that we have enough ATMs, because people are always looking for an ATM. Where do you go? Right, you have Bank of Ireland, AIB. There's one behind the Supervalue. I'm not sure if there's one in the Market House in Carrigsaveen, but we are the tourist hub in South Kerry. You know, people are using Carrigsaveen as the main town within a huge area for Port Magee, Ballinskellig's, Waterville, even out as far as Carrigdaniel. It's covering a huge area. Like, it's another service that we're being stripped of, and it's very unfair, I think.
Mm. And Alan, when you're talking about that, then you're looking at this as another one in a staged withdrawal for the last 10 years, really, of what banks do or what they used to do. There's no longer really a local manager in place. Everything has to go through Dublin. More machines, less counter space, less human beings. Now further withdrawals of services, limits placed on different things in terms of your accounts. And we've seen several branch closures of different organisations, two major banks pulling out of the country in the next year or so, people being asked to move accounts, and the bank basically doing less, really, than they used to do for the money that they're charging.
Well, that's very, very true. Like, don't forget, every single person in Ireland has effectively bailed out the banks over the last number of years. We will be paying for that for a long, long time to come, and now they strip back services from us again. You know, it's not fair. It really isn't fair at all. Maybe it's time for the likes of the credit unions to take a stronger role and put in more ATMs in smaller rural areas and take over the slack from that. Maybe it's an opportunity for them to rise to the top.
Okay. All right, Alan, listen, thanks for joining us on that and that in this morning, giving us your view from Cathair Sibhín in relation to that. We also have with us to talk about this in more detail, we have got John Healy, who is chair of Killorgland's Men's Sheds, retired from the Bank of Ireland and Killorgland 10 years ago. We also have Michael J. Kearney, chair of Castle Island Chamber Alliance, with us as well in our studio in Tralee. John, if I can start with you, what's your view on why this is happening, I suppose, first of all?
Morning, Jerry. Well, I'm very disappointed when I heard it. It's another service gone out of the town. Bank of Ireland closed the shop and pulled out, and AIB now are going to leave the place cashless. It's a big blow to the town, and as Alan said, what do the businesses do now? Like a typical morning here, a Friday morning, we'll say, in the post office, people come into town, they're getting their pensions, they're calling to shops, getting their various messages and the rest of it. They're calling to the banks to get bank drafts to pay bills. They're lodging coin or lodging cash. Pubs are looking to get coin for the weekend. They're lodging money. And I don't think the post office will have the resources to handle this huge increase in volume if people are not going, if they don't have a bank to go to.
Yeah.
The result is going to be major queues. Huge queues. And as Alan rightly pointed out as well, I think there's going to be a major security risk for the post offices, particularly those that are in supermarkets. They're going to have to carry a big volume of cash and coin to satisfy the demand that's going to be there. I don't think the post offices have that space, particularly the ones in the shops, to handle that volume of stuff. It's very disappointing, you know, for all the country towns that you've mentioned in the five of them that are there. They're all going to be hit with the same thing. The other point is elderly people. This is another major change for them again. Where do they go now? If their account in the AIB, they're not into cards, they're not into online banking, they're not into Revolut. Do they now have to go to a credit union? And again, will the credit union be able to cope with the volume of stuff that's going to happen? It's another big, big blow. But what I'd like to know, Jerry, is who's driving this cashless society? Is it the banks? Is it the government? I just don't think that we are ready as a society at this stage.
Okay.
Our numbers of elderly people are just too large at dealing cash only.
Sure. Well, what the banks are saying is that it's to repurpose the 70 affected branches to boost account opening facilities for new customers while withdrawing cash and cheque services in those branches due to declining demand. With digital usage soaring, the cost of providing cash services has become increasingly unsustainable. As a result, cash, ATM and cheque service will be removed from these branches, but customers will continue to have efficient cash access in their communities. That's what they're saying, and they're saying customers can use cash and cheque services at 920 post offices, and they're expanding their deal with Unpost, they're saying, to cover those sort of people. What's your response to that, John?
No, I don't think that's as Alan says, it's not fair. Just the volume of people that's going to be in the post office now is just going, they're going to be swamped.
Yeah.
And
well, there's one question straight away. If you're running a pub or a restaurant or anything, and with notwithstanding the reality that more and more people are tapping now and are using their cards to pay, but there are still people who use cash. There's still people who go to an ATM. A lot of tourists take it out. Where are you going to get your coin? Will Unpost, the local post office in these particular towns, have enough coins to fill the tills of all the businesses in the town that need those coins to give change to people? Just on one practical side of it.
They won't have it, Jerry, and they don't have the space.
So does that mean then that if you're in Cathair Sibhín, you'll have to drive to Killarney every week, once a week to fill up your coin from a bank?
I would think so. The post office won't have the space to hold the volume of coin that's needed, or they won't have the safes to hold the volume of cash that they're going to be getting in. They just won't have it. And as you say, from all the tourist towns, they'll either travel to Killarney or Tralee to try and get... And that's the cost of diesel now. That's another huge expense that's going to be put onto a business to drive up to Tralee and get whatever, 2,000 euros worth of coin for your weekend. Sure, it makes no sense. Absolutely no sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what they're saying is business customers can lodge up to 50,000 euro a week in cash by arrangement in advance with the post office. Now, if every business does that in a particular town or a combination of that, individual businesses, that's a lot of money for Impost to be handling, I suppose, whether they're used to it or not. I suppose there's an open question. But stay with me on the line, John. We've Michael J. Carney with us on the line as well, from Castle Island, Castle Island Chamber Alliance, Chair of Castle Island Chamber. Michael, what's your reaction to this?
I would agree totally, Jerry, with everything that's been said already by your contributors, Alan and John. But what I worry most about in Castle Island is with a lesser reason to come to the town to avail of a service that that people do avail of regularly in banking. We will be lacking in the footfall that the other businesses in the town ride on. And it could have a detrimental effect on the town. Now, it offers a major opportunity, I would think, to the credit union to come in and take over the place of AIB and the Bank of Ireland, who are already gone from Castle Island. Equally, the post office, if it can cater, and I think there's a question mark about whether it can cater for the increased business in a confidential way, and in a physical way, as has been mentioned there, in relation to coin, etc. But people will have to make their mind up about the ways they've been treated by their financial provider and look at the alternatives.
And the question is, what are the alternatives, I suppose, Michael? And if there is alternatives that can bring people into towns and keep them coming in, it would be welcome. But that's your big question.
That's the big
question. What is it? Is it going to be more, I suppose, people having to travel to the larger towns, the Killarneys and Tralees, they'll say, well, I have to do my banking there, my cash banking there, whatever business or whatever. So while I'm there, I'll do my other bits and pieces and I won't go to the local town anymore. It's one less reason
Come to town. And Castle Island has always been a place where you could do your entire business in easy access, free parking and small walking distances. And people use Castle Island for the, you know, for all the services it provided across the range. And I see there's that danger, as you describe it, Jerry.
Are you concerned that this is, and this has been expressed in some quarters already, I know the Consumer Association have come out to that in relation to that, this is the first step in a road to closing these branches?
Totally. I think Bank of Ireland, in what they did the honourable thing. I think AIB have dressed it up, and I think what they will now leave in towns like Castle Island are showroom banks, where you can go in, have a look at what services are on offer, be referred to centres of excellence, they will call them, where you will ring a number, press a button and wait probably and get no answer for the service you're needing. That is the quality of service that's being provided by the banks right now when you ring their so-called centres of excellence for the likes of mortgages, for queries on accounts, etc.
They're just showrooms. There's no real services left there.
I think the way AIB are positioning it, and I think the next step in AIB's agenda is close the entire physical portfolio in the towns they have already cut back on the services.
Okay. Michael, finally on this, what would you say to the argument that, look, and we don't have the specific figures from AIB, but they are saying that this is a response to reduce in demand. Less people are coming in to lodge cash, less people are coming in to take out physical cash, more and more people are going online. And obviously, you know, the big surprise to me out of it is the fact that they're also taking away the ATMs from their branches, but they're suggesting that less people are withdrawing money from the ATMs, that this is just a natural progression to the way our society is changing. Your response to that?
That is probably the case, Jerry, but I would say there's still a rump of people, maybe 30-40% of people who still deal in cash and would need the services of an ATM. What they are now saying is if you want an ATM service after 9 o'clock at night when the supermarkets are closed, tough luck.
Tough luck. Okay, all right, Michael, thanks very much for talking to us about that and to John Healy as well. We'll do more on this and hear from more people in affected towns. If you have your view or opinion on it, get in touch with us on the programme. A Castle Island business person, gets in touch and says, Jerry, what's our country coming to? Yesterday's story was about emissions in rural households being restricted to only one car. So now I'm back to cycling over to Tralee for a bank cash transaction and check, or maybe to tackle the pony in trap. Enough is enough, says this Castle Island business person. We'll hear more on this, your views as well, after we take these. Yeah, the Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Councillor John Francis Flynn, has said this morning, I'm absolutely disgusted with the decision by AIB to cut so many services. They're showing no respect at all for the elderly people who were the ones who bailed out these banks in the first place. I worry for businesses going forward who will now be expected to keep large amounts of cash overnight on their premises due to not having the availability of the night safe anymore. I too worry that because of the changes, elderly people will keep their money at home instead, which will cause a rise in burglaries. We all know that with technology, the way things are going, but we need to wait until such a time that people are ready for that change, that generation of people that can all use technology. That shouldn't be time. That should be the time to make these moves. I feel that's at least 15 years away from now. These faceless, high-paid people making these decisions should hang their head, their heads in shame. Damien Quigg, who's a Sinn Féin, former Sinn Féin councillor, Sinn Féin activist in Killorglin, want to express my deep concern in relation to the announcement from AIB that to close the cash and cheque deposit facility in Killorglin and other towns around the county. This has happened without any consultation with our customers, who are actually shareholders in the bank that they also bailed out. The Minister for Finance must step in and see that this ridiculous decision is reversed. Well, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail, we have Shane Finn, chair of Dingle Peninsula Tourism Alliance. It represents a cross-section of the area's business communities and communities in the Dingle Peninsula. We also have Councillor Dan McCarthy, independent councillor on Kerry County Council from Kenmare and manager of Kenmare Mart. And Dan, I'll start with you. This has real implications, I suppose, for the running of the Mart as well, in terms of, I suppose, as a business, where you put your cash.
This is serious for rural Ireland, what's being done. Like, they're expecting people that have more than 50,000, that you can lodge 50,000 in the post office during a week. But if you were a busy cattle sale or a sheep sale, you'd be going well over that in one day. And we're expected now to carry that money from Carsaivine or from Kinmare or wherever to Killarney to lodge it. And the same as the other speakers have said earlier on about the getting of change, and the same with everyone else. Like, it's totally ludicrous. Like, the people of this country and the Minister for Finance, we own the banks, and I think, like, to come out with this kind of a ridiculous situation yesterday morning to tell the people that all these services are being taken from us, it really do beg a belief that what are they at? Do they think that? I think what was said there by the mayor of the county is right, and what will happen is that we'll see a lot of more people keeping cash at home, and it will increase burglaries and things. Like a lot of weekends, they're saying it won't be used, but a lot of weekends, if we went there Sunday for money, there's nothing in it, so that's obviously that the money has been drawn out of it.
Can you understand why they're doing that in particular? Is there any, they're saying, look, there's been a steep decline, is what they're saying, in the demand for these services in their branches. But last time I went to an ATM, there was plenty of people queuing up for it.
Yes, like any time you go up and down, etc., the same in Carsaivine and Dingle and everything, there's at least 7 or 8 people standing waiting to take money out of the ATM machine. And, like, you know, they wanted to get rid of the people from the counter first day, and they put these machines where you lodge the money in and put the checks in and lodge the cash into these machines. Like, it took a long time to get that working. Now they are gone as well. What do they expect people to do with the checks and the amount of checks, and especially, like, some, say, hotels or livestock mats or whatever businesses, the creameries or, and all them businesses, the hardware stores, they're all taking huge sums of money, and they expect them people to travel to either Billy or to Killarney to get a lot of the money. Like, I think the Minister for Finance should step in here now and say that this time is enough. Like, when, say, 10 or 15 years ago, there was 12 or 15 people walking in every bank. Now they're down to 3 or 4 inside the banks, and they're under severe pressure, and they're doing their best to keep people happy. But, like, there's people that will go into the bank once a week or once a fortnight to lodge their cheque or to draw out cash. Where are they going to go, or what in the name of God are they trying to do with
Rhode Island? They're saying the post office, then. The post office will take care of it. They'll expand their services.
Like, we've been talking on the radio the last number of years about the amount of post offices that have been closing, and they couldn't keep going because they weren't making money. Now we're at a situation where we're turning around and trying to depend on the post offices to trying to keep the rural communities going. If the minister can see, and I think the TDs and the government TDs especially should step in and say this is enough. We've one day we can't cut tough. The next day then we're supposed to cut down to one car in every house. And now we've not left to put the money, I'll take out the money. Like, what will they come up with next week? That's my honest belief in it, Charlie.
Right, and stay on the line. We also have Shane Finn with us from Dingle Peninsula Tourism Alliance. Shane, good morning to you. This is a big issue, as obviously in Dingle, like elsewhere in the county. And some businesses, as Dan was talking about the mark, they're taking more than 50,000 on a day. Some businesses will have to travel all the way to Tralee, for example.
Good morning, Jerry. Look, I suppose we're extremely worried about it. It's concerning. We feel the exact same as every other one of your contributors there this morning. It's not good. No, it's not good. I suppose when you look at it, you know, what's next is what we would say. Like, you know, digitalization is there reasoning for this, and digitalization is great, but not everybody, you know, has access to digital money either. I suppose from a tourism aspect as well here, you know, on the Dingle Peninsula, from west to Tralee, you know, a lot of businesses would still use cash, Jerry, you know, like whether it be, you know, pubs, restaurants, cafes, shops, tradesmen, farmers, I don't know where they're, you know, have they data on this that people aren't using cash anymore, because, you know, people are certainly still using cash.
Would you like to see the data from AIB, Shane? Would you like to see the information as to just how much it's dropped in each particular area that justifies this decision?
It would. It'd be very interesting to see it. But the other question I would ask then as well is that, you know, they say the post offices will be able to, you know, take all the cash. I don't know about post offices in other towns and in Kerry and around rural Ireland, but our post office is always packed out the door, like, and then I would have expected to take on all this extra, you know, cash and I suppose responsibility as well. It's highly concerning, to be honest with you, Jerry, especially, you know, in a town, I suppose, where, you know, in Dingle, like many towns, you know, we rely heavily on tourism for our local businesses to run throughout the year, and it you know, not many days pass where you have a tourist walking up or down the street in Dingle looking for an ATM. You know, obviously we still have Bank of Ireland across the street from AIB in Dingle, and they'll do well out of it, but it's very concerning.
The question would be, Shane, how long more will they keep their ATM if AIB are pulling up because they're saying the cost is too high for them, or unsustainable, as the word is? How long until AIB pull out their ATM and cash services? Or Bank of Ireland, I should say, is the question.
I don't know is the answer to that, but we hope that they hold on to them for a while. You know, I think it was maybe Alan there that mentioned over in Castle Island, this could be a huge opportunity for you know, the credit unions and stuff locally as well. But I do think as well, like, you know, it's frustrating. We had a conversation in this house about it last night. You know, AIB, they say they back Brave, but a lot of our local businesses here would be very brave people. Anybody who, you know, tries to make a bit of money and live their life and pay their bills, and now, you know, they're almost kind of pulling the rug from underneath us. So it's very concerning. And anybody we've spoken to, any of our members, any Tourism Alliance members we've spoken to from around the peninsula, are both very unhappy and very concerned.
Yeah, Shane, if that's the situation you're talking about, the less cash, I suppose, in hand from tourists coming in, and the people who deal in cash, the older people affected, but also the costs to businesses, the extra cost to some businesses who will not be able to go to their post office with the ultimate health, it will mean, I suppose, a weekly trip to Tralee at the very least, not to mention the other services like getting coin in particular.
Sure.
Will the post office have that level of coin to fill every till at the height of the season in Dingle?
Well, again, you know, if there was someone from AIB sitting in the studio there with you, a question I'd ask them is, have they tested this? Like, have they run a pilot scheme to see if this will work? Because if they haven't, you know, it's again highly concerning. But so we expected the businesses in Dingle are expected to hop in the car or the van and drive to Tralee once a week every Friday for coins for the weekend. Like, it's a real blow for businesses in rural Ireland, you know, and rural Kerry especially, I suppose, as well, that we're talking about here in the show. But you know, is that feasible? Again, it's another cost. I think what will happen is businesses locally will end up just keeping more cash on premises. Now, again, you know, we have a very low crime rate and burglary rate across the county, but, you know, will that stay the same with people holding on to cash all the time in their businesses, in their homes? I'm not sure, but look, it's another added stress for businesses, yeah. I think, locally here anyway.
Yeah, we still have Michael J. Kearney with us as well from Castle Island, Chair of Castle Island, Chamber Alliance. Michael, the other issue here, and I know it's happened in Kenmare actually in the last 2 weeks, it's happened in Dingle before. What about outages when the card machines don't work, when the broadband goes down? Will people be able to access enough cash to keep businesses going on those days? Okay, sorry, we don't have Michael online. Dan McCarthy, I'll ask you that question. It happened in Kenmare 2 weeks ago. The card machines were gone for the day. That's another factor that has to be weighed in here.
Yeah, like we're the technology is great, you're going to work, but when technology don't work, it's a total disaster. And like, if people, where are we going to get the bit of cash? And say the older people that have always done their business through cash, are we leaving down the older people again? The younger people, they can work the card machine, they can work the phone, the tapping phone, and this. But like as you said, when the internet and things is down, everything is a total disaster. We're going too dependent on it, and like the bank was always a part. Everyone, the first year we all got a bank account, it was a great thing to have a bank account to go into the bank and be putting in so much every week to save a bit. Like what is going to happen? Like, the only hope, and I hope that the credit unions will see now that the business is there, that they will put in the ATM machines and the post offices as well. Like, when 9 o'clock comes at night, we'll be in a situation now that we won't be able to get money anywhere. So, like, we were changing the technology to bring it that way first, that we were going to get access to money at all times. Now we're going to a situation where we won't be able to get money at all. So I don't know what's the story, Jerry, but I think the Minister for Finance should step in here and say that the taxpayers of this country have bailed out the banks, and then that the people of these areas, especially the rural areas, need these services. And I think it is time for the Minister to say enough is enough. Yeah. And to keep the services in rural places.
Would you agree with Michael J. Kearney and his fear, his concern that they're now just showrooms, really, the banks? The services that they have been reduced, and that there may be a concern that this is a step on the road to eventual closure in towns of this size in rural Ireland?
Like, how many people are going to go into a bank tomorrow morning looking for a mortgage? A young couple, and they're going in and they'll be told and charged exorbitant rates at this stage. Like, showrooms is what they'll be, Jerry. Showrooms is what they'll... Like, I can't understand why they can't have the machines inside the banks anyway and let the people go in and lodge the money into the machine. Are they a team outside the door? The people can take out money, put in money, more people can use them at this stage. But, like... Where are the costs? They're saying the cost, but what are the costs? Like, to run these machines, so to the only case of put the money into it and let people take it out. Where are this extreme cost? That's the question I'd be asking.
Yeah. Okay. All right, gentlemen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us on the programme this morning. That's Councillor Dan McCarthy, their manager of Kenmare Mart, on the implications for that side of the business, the Marts around the county, and also Shane Finn of Dingle Peninsula Tourism. If you have a view on what they had to say, get in touch. Donny O'Sullivan in Beaufort says the argument at the time regarding the bank bailout, part of the argument was don't you want to keep your local branch? Well, look at what happened. They got all this state support, money the taxpayers will be paying for decades, and yet they're going anyway. The TDs who supported the bailout need to look hard at what they did. Tralee listener says, Ulster Bank shut down. Now AIB is going cashless. The country is less elderly friendly every day. If I had the money, I'd move out of it. A lady on the radio had the right words. Forget about it when you're over 75. That comes in from Tralee listener. Councillor Johnny Healy-Ray gets in touch. Says AIB have shown a complete disregard for their customers who will not be able to lodge cheques or cash in a bank. The Kenmare branch, for example, people from Cahardaniel and Lorrock will now have to go to Killarney if they want cashless transactions. And that goes back to, I suppose, what I think Michael Kearney said in relation to one less reason to visit your local town. You'll be going to the larger town and your business you'll do your other business while you're there on that trip, and the economic impact that it will be with less services in the local branch in the local town. Councillor Michael Calla, Fianna Fáil, says, we have all heard the song, The Pub with No Beer, but a bank with no cash is beyond a joke. AIB Bank has once again left down the people of Ireland by withdrawing vital services from them. Also, our rural businesses such as shops, restaurants and pubs will continue to require to lodge cash and source coin for change going forward. What are they to do with no night safe facility even open? I genuinely hope that the post office network can step up to the plate and replace our present banking system with services our people require. That's one of the crucial questions, I suppose, about this is what exactly. And there is a reduction, as Dan pointed out, in some businesses, including Mart's. €50,000 from a week is not enough in terms of what needs to be lodged by those businesses. That's €50,000 a week, not enough. And Unpus can only do that by prior arrangement. But can they deal with the request? Do they have the coin? Do they have the number of tellers available to deal with how busy or it's going to get? If you have people in there buying stamps, people collecting their social welfare, people sending parcels, people making inquiries, then business people coming in and other people coming in to do their cash services now via their AIB accounts to Unpost. Will the network be able to deal with all of that is another open question.